So the second heaven would include,
The
right,
universe.
the universe.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, is you just have to just kind of define the terms. You know, the question that you asked me, like, say, for example, did God create Alpha Centauri the same time that he created Earth? I don't know. I can't answer that question. What I'm talking about is from the premise of the
Chris, how
planet Earth
could it
itself.
be? You're saying that theoretically, from a creationist standpoint, the universe really could be 14 billion years old, but the Earth could still be 6,000 years old.
Yeah, I mean, he's God. He can do whatever he wants. He created all things. He's not.
Yes, he created the heavens
Right.
on which day, right? I mean, the point is, if you that 6,000 year and change, that includes the outer space,
Well,
according to Genesis, yeah.
it also depends because again, let's look at the definition that you just had. So there's three heavens. So you have Earth, then you have the sky, the firmament, the heavens, and then you have outer space. My belief is that God created the actual planet Earth and the heavens around it, the firmament around it, and this is all done at a young age.
But to be fair, Robbie, this could have been done yesterday
It
under
could
that
have been.
logic.
Yeah, 100%. Listen,
I mean, come on.
I'm not making a logical argument here. I'm making a faith-based argument.
I know,
It's
but
and
you could see why it's frustrating. Because the argument is unfalsifiable. Like, there's no way to, if I'm doing a remote viewing thing,
yeah,
I
and
either
he
get
says
it or I
this
don't.
in the beginning, right? God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Beautiful poetry, by the way.
It is gorgeous,
Gorgeous.
breathtaking language.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. And like, so the, but I mean, the heaven and the earth, that to me implies simultaneously.
So, personally, what I believe is the